Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, August 4th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We share a message today that we hope will encourage you and stimulate you in your walk with the Lord. We titled today's message, Pleasing the Lord. The scripture text, and it's just a portion of this verse, from Ephesians 5, verse 10.
Find out what pleases the Lord.
I spoke in our church yesterday on the topic of gambling. My pastor had asked me several months ago to deal with this topic while he was on vacation. This summer he asked for members of the church to share topics they would be interested in hearing, and this was one of their requests. In fact, the specific question I was to address was, is the lottery sinful? After the service, Brooksine, Astaire, and I greeted the folks as they left the auditorium, and Bill approached me and said with a smile, after that sermon, I sure won't be gambling. You can bet on it.
Well, gambling in its many forms is growing in acceptance today. And as is typical with all sin, lesser forms that were once prohibited tend to become more acceptable in all circles. The state lottery was started in Pennsylvania in 1971. Thus, many have grown up with this as an acceptable practice, at least according to the state. Now we are seeing the growth of casino gambling, which is heavily promoted by our current governor. And these various forms of gambling are now encouraged by our own government as a solution for funding good causes.
Well, I preached hard yesterday, since all through my ministry I've seen firsthand the destructive elements of gambling, and do so to this day. In fact, in the last week, Brooksine and I have dealt with those experiencing the terrible consequences of gambling. Brooksine shared a brief testimony. I'm going to have her read it today. She's smiling because we actually changed the word to story. It did not really have a testimony ending about her own grandfather, who was a compulsive gambler. Well, I weaved into my sermon several illustrations about my experience in dealing with gamblers, both as a pastor and as a chaplain. Well, the short answer to the question was, yes, I certainly believe that the lottery and all forms of gambling are sinful, destructive, and certainly not God-honoring.
The challenge in preparing our message today is that, like many sins, there is not a specific biblical prohibition about the lottery, although there are several biblical texts that demonstrate God's attitude toward gambling.
Well, I approach the message from the perspective of the daily verse. Find out how to please the Lord. And having a heart to please the Lord, I shared several principles from Ephesians 5 that can biblically inform us as to how we may please the Lord regarding this issue, gambling, and any other issues we may find questions about, but that the Bible does not appear to directly address. But we're going to share these thoughts right now, one after the other, and along with the verse where we find it supported. First of all, we are called to be imitators of God. That's verse 1.
Verse 2 says there should not be a hint of evil in our behavior.
Well, verse 6 speaks that we are not to be deceived by empty words.
In verse 7, the Bible prohibits ungodly partnerships.
Verse 8 uses the phrase that we are called to live as children of light.
Verse 11, we are to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.
And the final verse, and I'm sure there are many other verses in the Bible, but all of these are from Ephesians chapter 5, is that we are to be very careful how we live, not as unwise, but as wise.
And that's in verse 15.
The Apostle Paul writes of an ongoing need for the child of God to, quote, find out what pleases the Lord. Today, may we all deeply understand just how much our Heavenly Father loves and cares for us, and freely submit to Him as obedient children, earnestly seeking to find out what pleases the Lord.
Let's all pray together. Father, help us to consider the way we live our lives, not as children of the dark, but as children of the light. May the light of your Holy Spirit guide us in all that we do, so that you are glorified and our spirit is edified. Amen.
Amen. May we please the Lord in all that we do. Brookseed, share that story concerning your grandpa.
I grew up in a family where I had two grandfathers, Albert and Elmer. Their names are similar, but their lives stood in great contrast. My dad was raised in the hills of Arkansas by Albert Sherrill, a very godly man to whom I speak of often, even to this day. He had a great influence on my life. On the other hand, my mom was raised in Fraser, Colorado, by a very ungodly man. His name was Elmer. In truth, he was an atheist. No one was allowed to even speak the name of God in their home unless it was accompanied by an expletive. Elmer was a vile, immoral, and abusive man who drove a great deal of fear into his wife, my grandmother, and his seven children. He was also an alcoholic and a gambler. Mom rarely spoke of her painful childhood experiences, but there was one that she told me several times. Being the oldest child, she would accompany her father on some of his trips to town. He would tell her, "I'm going in for a drink. You wait in the car." Well, one drink led to another, and the obsessive gambling often accompanied the drinking. Hours later, my mother would still be sitting in the car, shivering into the late, cold, dark night. I never met Elmer, my mother's father, because he was in prison by the time of my birth and was released only a couple years before his death.
It's a sad story, and we had used the word testimony, and it really does not have the ending we would associate with the testimony. My understanding is it remained hard to the very end, and there's no evidence that he was redeemed when he passed away. Oh, gambling is destructive. May we all seek to live in a manner that truly pleases the Lord.